Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since I intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you saw it to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that's hella cheap. Take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned into GI Radio, Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is good, my man. Everything is good. What's happening with you?
Ain't too much, man. Just chilling. How was your Juneteenth today?
Hey, so far, so good, man. You know, I'm in Atlanta, so nobody was shot, choked, tased, or killed today. So that is a positive thing. But for the most part, man, you know, I spent it, you know, getting some work done and, you know, preparing for tonight, man. I'm excited about tonight. Once again, it's on.
Once again, it's on. We're going to wait, let, you know, chop it up a little bit, let some callers get up in here. Usually they be a little early, everybody running late this week. I know a lot of stuff going on. Was it any marches down there today?
I'm pretty sure that there was. I didn't particularly participate in any of them on today. I know there's a lot more activity going on tomorrow. But you know, there was a lot of virtual demonstrations and virtual protests and, you know, buy black, support black activities going on, man. So a lot of people are taking advantage of, you know, of the cyber, of the virtual online world. And, you know, we have to be creative, man, because, you know, it's still real out here in these streets, man. It's still real out here. So we have to be, you know, as a people, community, we still have to be careful as we go about our day out in the community and out in these in the city.
Definitely, definitely. They just opened Maryland up, so
okay.
We back. I know Atlanta been open. I don't think Atlanta ever closed for real. I'm not sure from what I've been seeing. Some of my homeboys and stuff been sending me. So we back open. So we gonna see how it go, man. We gonna see how this thing play out again. Like you say, be safe. Still drinking water. Still, you know, be on alert.
Yeah.
Now, last week, I don't even know what our topic was last week, because it was a runover from the week before, because we didn't get a chance to we didn't get a chance to finish, you know, what we were talking about.
Yeah,
so,
I want to say that it was yeah. Yeah, you're right. I wanted to say it was a spillover, man.
Yeah, it was a spillover for like the last 2 weeks. So I really don't even know what the topic was. I just know that we still, for the last 2 weeks, haven't finished our whole poll. I do want to start back off where we left off at last week, as far as it was crazy because we've been kind of teasing Gigi. On a low, he don't know though. Couple people that was on with the King Beef situation.
Yeah, man, I got a little passionate last week, man. I got a little passionate.
So let's pick up from there before we start new. What was that? How did we end that? Did we end that? Did we get that situated, or was it still on the table?
You know what, man? You know, I'm willing to settle out of court on that one. You know, the biggest thing about that was, you know, we was talking about do's and don'ts. You know what I mean? We was talking about do's and don'ts in public, and then it kind of spilled over to do's and don'ts in the bedroom. And, you know, it was a hybrid of that and, you know, treats in the bedroom. So, you know, I was still trying to figure out, still trying to get a good understanding how the ladies felt, man, about the MMF, you know, if it was a fantasy, if it was a reality, and if they was willing to have that conversation with their guy. You know, I didn't get everything that I wanted, man. I think we had I think Lady X gave us, no, Candy. Candy gave us some good feedback, and I think Lady X had some, you know, a few things, but, you know, I still wanted to hear, man, how the ladies navigate through that, because, you know, as a guy, you know, we're always looked at a certain type of way when we come with that approach. You know, it's kind of like, well, you know, why would you want to do that? You know, am I not enough? And, you know, you're trying to slick cheat and all this other stuff, man. But, you know, a fantasy is a fantasy. It's his fantasy, not yours. You know what I mean? So I just want to know if ladies was going to be honest about it and, you know, and say if that's something that they desire, not if they experienced it, you know, or anything like that, but if that was a desire and if they was willing to, you know, express themselves. That's all. Since they're such good communicators.
Let me ask you, before we go to our first caller, let me ask you this. How would you respond to your lady asking you for that?
Well, I tell you what. We would have some conversation prior to her being my lady, because I'll ask questions like that. If somebody that I'm dating or somebody that I'm interested in, you know, I'll dig in, man. We'll dig into that. I want to know, you know, is that something that you've done before? Now, I'm not going to judge anybody that has done something, you know, prior to me, because that has nothing to do with me. But if you think that you're going to try me like that, I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
But you just said a fantasy is a fantasy. So basically what you're saying is you can ask for it, but she can't ask for it. Not saying that you will do it, but you can ask her for another girl, but she can't ask you for another dude.
Well, I wouldn't even particularly ask her for another girl. You know what I mean? That would actually need to be, that would need to be her proposal. But what I do want to know is if you've done it before. So if you've done it before, then it's like, okay, you know, what was it about? Was it something about him? Was it something about what stage you were in your life? Those type of things. Is it something you do recreational? You know, are you in the lifestyle? So, you know, those are the factors that I look at whenever it comes to that, man. You know, that's, to me, that's not a whim. You know what I mean? That's not just something that pops up in your head. That's, you know, that's something that, you know, that needs to be planned accordingly. You're not just going to, but okay, as far as just asking, she can ask, man. Yeah, she can ask. I'm going to most likely say, let's see. Because it depends on how far along we are. I mean, you're not going to get that, you know, 30 days into us kicking it. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen. You know, just like we talked about before, it, to me, it's a treat. It's extra. It's something that, you know, once you're comfortable with that individual, then you can explore some different things. But, you know, off rip, you ain't going to be like, hey, this is what I like. You know, can we get down like that? I'm going to say no. Matter of fact, I'm going to say no, like that.
No. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Maybe she can answer your question. 7547, GI Radio, you on.
Hi, guys. It's Lady X. Good evening.
What's going on?
Oh, we got you. We got you off top. That's what I mean. Get it.
Yeah.
Welcome.
A little earlier tonight. Gigi, I want to tell you the truth. You say you want the real answer, right?
Yeah, I want it.
The real answer. For real. There is levels to it, okay? There's levels to anything sexually, I feel like. Both people have to be really comfortable. You have to have that conversation. I personally, yes, I've had two guys, and I've had two girls and a guy. It's just something where you have to have that honest, upfront conversation, and it has to be early on, like you mentioned, because if it's something that pleases her, sex should be selfless, not selfish. So you can't be selfish when you're having sex, because it's about you all. You're both supposed to be pleasing each other. And if that's something she, you know, kind of desires, kind of want, I'm not saying every man is going to be cool with it. I just so happen to have been in a situation where we had the conversation, he was cool with it because it was something I wanted, and we were pleasers to each other. So, you know, he was cool with it. It wasn't so crazy. It wasn't too taboo. When it came to the two girls, I did it as a gift to him because I'm a pleaser. So I wanted to, you know, be like, hey, let's spice this thing up. You know, to be quite honest with you, I wanted to see how he was going to react in the bedroom to see if he could really handle it.
And how'd that go down? Did he rise to the occasion?
You know what? He did. When it was two guys, it was, I can tell he was into it, but I can tell the ego came in at one point. And so, like you said, I don't think it's for every guy. I don't think every guy is able to handle that. We did have rules, There would be no, you know, we had rules to it. So there were certain things that the guy was not allowed to do to me. And he set those rules, you know, to try to keep it as comfortable as possible for him. But at the same time, I still was able to be pleasured. And then when it was a girl, really me, honestly, when it's a female, I'm very secure in myself. So I really didn't care what he did, to be quite honest. It was because I know she wasn't coming back. You know, it was like, okay, girl, have fun. See you. Bye. So you have to have two people that are really strong. You have to kind of let the ego go a little bit because it's not about, sex is not about you always being pleased and pleasure. It's about the other person's pleasure and being able to please them as well. But it's okay if it's something you're not comfortable with, it's just something you're not comfortable with. It's not for everyone, you know. Just like I know guys who don't like head, you know. I know guys who just prefer, you know, their pleasers themselves. They really don't like, you know, receiving. So it's just certain things that you have to be at a certain level in the relationship, but it definitely is a discussion you should have early on. I wouldn't say it's something you just jump into unless it's a lifestyle choice. If you're seriously dating to marry, it's probably not something that, you know, you probably won't meet too many people that are at that want to have things like that. Me personally, I was young, having fun, whatever. Now, would I do that now? Probably not. But I can definitely tell guys how to do it and, you know, also let females know, let your ego go. If he really is in it for you, that other female is just there as a toy. She's just there as a pleasure tool. It shouldn't be anything that, you know, carries on. So, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But it can definitely be pleasurable for both people. You just have to have that conversation.
Very nice. Listen, I got a couple of questions for you, and you covered a lot. You covered a lot, mm-hmm. and I appreciate it. So let's back up a little bit. So you had an experience with two guys, right? One mm-hmm. was your guy, and then one was, what, his homie?
Never.
How did that work?
So it was someone that I knew, I personally knew. It was not a friend of his at all. I would never, like, that's you're just asking for that to just turn out all the way wrong.
Okay.
So it was someone I knew. They had, you know, a couple of conversations. We set the parameters up front. This is how it's going to happen. This is what it's going to be. And then after that, it is, you know, it's nothing. And, you know, these are the types of things you can do to her. You know, he did not want him to, go down on me at all. He did not want him to please me orally at all. The penetration could only be for a certain, you know, certain position. Like, he did not want him, you know, doggy style. He was like missionary only, you know. And then it was other things that I could do to him that he didn't, you know, he didn't necessarily mind that. He didn't mind what I was doing to the guy. It was more or less what the guy was doing to me, because there's just certain things I just don't think he was, you know, able to. He just didn't want to see that. Like you said, he didn't want to see no guy pounding his girl from the back. You know what I'm saying? And her, there's movement, there's action with that. So yeah, he was like, no, there won't be no doggy style. You know, it will be missionary, and then she can do whatever she wants to do to you, because it was about me. It wasn't about him. And once I got that through to him, this is not about you. I'm going to give you your treat. It's nothing wrong. So, and I can't be selfish in giving him what he wants, you know, it was just, he just knew it was about me, something that I wanted to fulfill. It was, it had nothing to do with, you know, the guy at all or him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so with that being said, I want to ask you now, was it okay for you to ride him, the guy, the other guy?
Yes.
So did you bust and did you say it out loud enough for your guy to know that you bust on the other guy?
And that was something else. He was like, you have to, he didn't want me to finish with the other guy. I had to finish with him.
Okay.
So it was
now we talk.
He can get you there. You can ride him. But when you feel like it's about to happen, you got to get your ass up. Because it's no. Like, he did not want it. No. So that was a no-no. He was like, when you feel it, I need you to look at me, pull me in, to do whatever. But you have, he can't finish you. Like, he can't finish you. That's not going to happen.
Well, that's,
you know,
tough.
What?
And I...
Yeah, but, you know, I understood. I got it, you know. And I
that,
still got
it's
to
a
have
tough
my
situation.
Answer,
yeah, it's a tough situation. I get all that. I understand being a selfless lover, fulfilling a fantasy and things like that. But I believe you said some very, very important things. The first thing, and I believe there's a handful of people that would agree, is you have to be in a certain place in your mm-hmm. relationship or whatever you're doing. You know, that right there has to be solidified in what you're doing or what you're not doing, because, you know, you open up some things when you do that, you know, and you have to either make a decision of this is one and done, period, or this is one and done with this individual or these individuals that we get involved. Because moving forward, like I said, and Tone, I'm not going to let loose, but I am going to say it. It is very challenging for a man to see his woman dominated in the bedroom with another man. Now, two ladies, y'all can do whatever y'all want. Like I said, you can do scissors, handstand, carpet munching, or whatever y'all want to call it. You can do all that. But when another man dominates a woman, in my opinion, she remembers that. You know what I'm saying? She remembers that. She can reflect. She can reflect. Listen, she can reflect the next time they have sex together, right? She's thinking about, oh, boy.
But you don't think it's hard for a woman to see her man being pleased by another woman?
I think it is. I think that's a challenge. I think it's a challenge. However, the woman was also, she was also involved with the woman too, though. So it wasn't a one-on-one situation. It was more of a everybody involved situation. You understand what I'm saying? I believe when it's two guys and a woman, it's two guys pleasing that woman. But I believe that when you bring in another woman, it's that extra making sure that she pleases both of those individuals. So she don't have the power. As we learned earlier, she's a toy. Ain't that what we learned, Tone? She's a toy.
That's what they say.
So she's a toy, so they do what they desire with her, but ain't no King Beef coming in there slanging on my lady, man. That's just a no-go. It's a no-go. And listen, I'm going to leave it at this. Tone, I'm going to let you take over. Our egos are crazy, right? Our egos are so crazy, I don't even want to get into the wood comparison. God forbid the man got 3-4 inches on him. That alone is like, come on, man. Now you're looking in the eyes, seeing how she's taking it. She's taking it different. Let me stop, man. I'm done with that. Tone, I'm done with that, man. Y'all got it. But I appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you breaking it down. I think that's important, the factors that you put in.
All right, y'all. Well, just make sure you're
all right. Thanks for calling in.
See ya.
All right. I thought you was about to go in again. That's why I just sat back.
I did, man. I let you know. People could check out the replay for last week if they want to get the full fledged version, man. But you know, I want to keep it pushing. I want to keep it moving. And, you know, get some more questions in, get some more callers in, and just keep bringing this good content. So, callers, if you're there, you want to join in live and direct, you definitely want to press 1. And reach out to your people. Let them know that we're on. And let's get some more folks up on here, man, so we can get it popping.
And if you already – oh, she did it. Okay. If you press 1 and we get you on, and then you get off, just press one again, and then the thing will go off, so I won't have to call on you again. Because I know last week a lot of people didn't know how to take it off. You just got to press one again. But, yeah, that's a hard thing. I mean, if something like that is going to go down, it got to go down super early. Like, that's something that got to happen so early in the relationship that, you know, we forget that we do it. Like, down the line, you ask that question, it's pretty much over in my eyes.
Yeah. I can understand that, because now it's like you're not good. Like, you know, after everything we've been experiencing, you're not good. You know, you feel like you need this. I get that. I get that completely.
Yeah, that's brutal, man. That's a hard thing to just like even in, like to vision that. Like, I wouldn't know how is that. I don't know. I don't know. That's a strong guy. Lady X had a strong guy.
So,
definitely.
So let me say this, because you know I did a little dibbling dabbling trying to understand a little bit more about the lifestyle. You know, different lifestyles, different dynamics and things like that. And, I mean, you do have to be very, very selfless and you absolutely want your partner to be pleased in different ways because, I mean, it could be a fetish too. I mean, you know, there's so many different categories you can go into and, you know, guys like to see their women with, you know, multiple guys and, you know, they just sit there and they whacking off to it and all that, man. You know, it's just people have different fetishes and whatnot, man. But I'm just not built that way. You know, I'm not built that way only because I just feel like the connection between, you know, me and my lady, man, it's we're in our own world. You know what I'm saying? So that's why even if it's a female, male, female situation, for the most part, she would have to approach me with that. You know what I mean? I don't know of any positive results as far as, you know, good feedback if a brother approached it. You know, approached and saying, "But you know what, man, one thing I want to do that I've never done before is, you know, I want to bring another lady in the bedroom. Man, how you feel about that?" I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know of any. You know what I'm saying? Like, now she wants to know more. Like, well, what you think? What? Why do you think that? Am I not enough? I could put on, you know, different makeup and different wigs. I can different personalities. I'm bipolar anyway. You know, you have all these different options. And, you know, meanwhile, we're like, nah, I want a whole nother body, y'all. I want a whole nother body, you know? And so then you go
You know, you know what I wanted to ask?
What was that?
I forgot. It just hit me. Because she said she knew the dude, she knew the guy, but he didn't.
Yeah,
so
she did.
Was that somebody you
she
already
did.
Been with, or that's somebody that you always wanted to be with?
That's a good question.
I didn't.
And I want to know.
I didn't get a chance.
Listen, better than that, put me on three-way of the conversation between her dude and this other dude, because I need to know how he's vetting his brother. Because he's vetting his brother. He's like, okay, well, how do you know him? You know, you guys already been together. I mean, he had to have already asked that question. You know, and so, like you alluding to, that's how, from what I understand, women think. Like, if you pick the girl, they're kind of like, okay, well, you already been together. You know what I mean? Is this a reunion? And you trying to get me involved on the slick? Like, there's just there's so many things that can go to the left when you already have a partner. A potential, you know, partner in place. That can be pretty dangerous, man. And
so go ahead.
It can be pretty dangerous, and it can have an adverse effect to the whole idea.
So let me ask our callers this, the males and the females that's on the call. Is it best to get somebody you know, or is it best to get somebody that neither one of you guys know to do that, whether it's a Lady X situation, there was a man, woman, and it's somebody else's situation, there might be woman, man. So whoever's looking, is it best to get somebody that you know, that you feel comfortable with, or a total stranger? How would that work? How would that work for you? Press one if you want to chime in and answer that question. But how would that work for you, Gigi, if you and your lady says she want to have a threesome with a woman, another woman, would you want her to get somebody y'all know or get a stranger?
That's a good point. So obviously we're talking about, you know, bringing another woman in into the bedroom, which that's the only option dealing with me. Okay. If that's somebody that she already knows and has been involved in, then you know what, man, you know, I'm an overthinker, man. I'm over analytical. And I'm a thinker, so, you know, I'm already 10 steps ahead. So I'm like, well, look, so how many brothers did you two done tag team, and what number am I? Because I'm not trying to be scratched off on the roster like that. So if that's the case, nah, we both need some fresh kitty, if you will. We need some fresh kitty, man, because you're not going to be tag teaming with your homie. But then at the same time, I don't know if they got a routine in place, man, that may blow my mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's a catch 22. It's a catch 22, but at the same time, I think it's going to be a brand new experience. You know, so let's do it with you know, let's bring somebody brand new into the fold. And you know, the whole thing, man, is just it's just interesting because you have some people that this is their lifestyle. And then you have some people that, you know, they risking it all just for the pleasure. You know what I mean? So it's tough, man. But to answer the question, I probably would want somebody new, only because it'll be a very, very exclusive and fresh experience to have. So, I mean, what about you, Tone? I mean, how do you feel about that, man?
I think I'm more so on the person I know, because we could find them. Like you kind of know them. You know the background. You know where they live. You know what I'm saying? Like you know this person. So
yeah,
a complete stranger. I'm not. I wouldn't knock it. But I think for me, I would have to know something about that person. Like, oh, they work here. Oh, they live in this area. Like, that's just me. I don't know. Just a complete stranger would feel extremely weird. I think for me, probably, you know, me and my wife, it would be a weird feeling. Like, we don't know this person but it might be exciting too. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I would want somebody that I know or seen before or something.
So how close would that be though? Because if it's somebody that you could typically see over and over or see occasionally, and it was a one and done situation, you know. So how would that work? You know, I mean, how close is close? Is it somebody that now when you say somebody that you know, is it definitely somebody that you have not experienced before, or could it even be somebody in your past?
No, just somebody you know, like, as in, let's just say, if my wife worked with a lady,
okay.
You know, she worked with her, or they,
okay.
Yeah, you know, the club we go to, she worked at the bar. Like, you know, we see this person, we know where to find this person instead of like somebody
right.
Clean out the blue or online or something like that. And they just come through it. I don't know about that.
Right.
I don't know about that. But we got a caller. Let's get this caller on 2748 GI Radio. You on?
Hey y'all, it's Cindy. How are you?
Oh, what's going on?
Good. What up?
Nothing much. Listen, I'm not gonna get back in, so you're not gonna have a repeat of last week. But I feel like it has to be somebody that I know. I like what's familiar to me, and I feel like, you know, it's got to be a level of comfort that I look for.
Okay. That definitely makes sense.
Definitely.
I mean, when we talk about safety, of course, overall safety is going to be most important. So when we talk about someone who we don't know, we're not talking about a complete stranger. Obviously, regardless of if it's someone that you know or somebody who's new, there's a vetting process. So let's be very clear about that. We're not just talking about, you know, you just happen to be, you know, at Ruth Chris and, you know, you meet somebody over there. There's still going to be a vetting process, even though that may happen too. But ideally, you know, safety is always going to be, you know, paramount when we're dealing with that. So I want to make that clear. I want to put that disclaimer out there.
Right.
But again, you know, somebody that I can understand, somebody that you have that level of comfort, you know, you've talked to before, and maybe there's actually an attraction that's been there, that's been, you know, that hasn't been revealed. So it may even, you know, be a fantasy on both ends. So that's kind of cool. I can understand that. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Could that happen? Could you be out with your, in your case, Candy, your man, and in our case, we'd be out with our women, maybe at a nice club or whatever, a restaurant or whatever? Could that happen? Like, could that happen, a one-night stand like that? Could that happen? Could you see that happening, or
not
it would
me.
Have to be like, let me get your number, let's talk?
Not even in that situation. You know, like I said, I don't really need random situations. I like to be comfortable. I don't necessarily have to have a repeat. Like, it doesn't have to be someone that I've been with. But it could be someone that, you know, the thought has crossed my mind and just, you know, timing or for whatever reason it didn't happen. But I would have to be familiar with that person. Or at least he would have to be familiar with that part.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely get that.
What about you, Eugene?
No, only because, you know, that's not something that I would do as a single guy, you know. So I definitely wouldn't do that, you know, having a partner at this point. Now, maybe when I was a little bit younger and I saw something super fly, you know, I may test the waters, but, you know, I never really been into that spontaneous stranger one night stand type thing. You know, I'm too scary for that, man. I don't know about these folks, man. I don't know what they've got going on. You know what I mean? You know, ain't nobody got test results screenshots. You know, so I've always been kind of spooked when it came to that, man.
So you never had a one night stand?
I don't think so. Okay, so and this is what I mean by one night stand is you meet them that night, you guys go home together that night, right? That's a one night stand?
Right. One night, that's it.
Yeah. Now I've had a one and done, but I've never had a one night stand before. Nope.
So you knew her and it just happened. I said, so you knew the chick, and it just happened just that one time?
No, not even that. I've never met someone the same day or the same night and went to their place, or they came back to my place, and we got it in. Now, I've met somebody, and we've exchanged information, and then we may have linked up, you know, shortly after, but not all in one night, not all in one day. You know, I guess nobody wanted me like that. You know, they might have been scared of me like I was scared of their ass. Who knows?
Oh, man.
So I have a question for you, though. Like, are the conversations for, like, threesomes and stuff, is it different when you're married versus when you're single?
Great question.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it. What she said, I couldn't hear.
Like, the conversations for, like, threesomes and just introducing other people in the bedroom, is it different when you're married? The conversation is though.
I always tell people my situation is extremely different than a lot of people's situations. Like my wife, we've been loving each other since high school. So it's more like friends, even when we, you know, went our separate ways, got back together, then got married. So it's a little different. Like, we so cool. It's just, it don't even feel like marriage. It just feel like I'm with my homegirl. So it's like, yo, you know, we just say anything to each other because of the time that we've been together. Maybe for other couples, it might be a hard thing to bring up because they don't have that long history. But nah, it's super easy. Like whatever we want, we ask for. Me or her. So super easy for me.
That's cool, yeah, man. That longevity makes a big difference.
Yeah, it do. It make a difference. Like, you know, teenagers. Like, we know each other from teenagers. So it's nothing that she's going to be afraid to ask me. It's nothing I'm going to be afraid to ask her. You know, meeting somebody at 35 and then, you know, maybe getting married at 42 or something like that, 7 years. So you might be like, it might be a little hard to ask certain questions, but nah, not us.
Years.
Now,
wow.
I do know a tough question. I do know a tough conversation, though. If she approached you talking about, I want King Beef to come through, that'll be a tough one, though.
Listen, I'm going to keep it all the way. I'm going to keep it all the way funky. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be something she would have to do on her own. Like, if I was to say yes, which I wouldn't say yes, but if I was to say yes, I would just be like, go do your thing. Like, I'm not going to be there. It's something that I just don't want to watch. Like, I don't want to watch that. Like, it's nothing. It would do nothing for me. So if
yeah.
that was her thing and I said yes, it would be like, okay, be safe, da-da-da-da. I'll see you when you get back. And that way I won't have
that's
it in
good.
My head. Like, it would just, yeah.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want to hear it either.
Yeah, none of that.
That's the one thing that'll never come out of my mouth. I'm not sending my guy nowhere. No, you bring in somebody else in, I got binoculars. I'm in the other room. Like, you tripping. I can't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's another combo. We're gonna have to address that another time, Tom. We're going to have to address the hall pass, man. We're going to have to talk about that at some point. Not tonight, though. We got some unfinished business, but we're going to have to address the whole hall pass concept.
Ooh, I'm leaving yes.
If I was to say yes,
which I probably wouldn't in a million years say yes to that, but if I was to say yes, that's how I would do it as a man. Like, go. Like, you're going to have to get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot watch that. Oh, my. It's no possible way. There's no possible way I could watch that. It's still, it's not even about the man being better or any nothing like that. It's just, that's your woman. Like, that's your lady. You know what I mean? So, and then again, like you said, Gigi, okay, when she's masturbating or something, is you thinking about me? Is you thinking about him? I don't mind you thinking about another lady. That's cool, but I can't have you in here masturbating, thinking about another man. That's crazy.
It is crazy, man.
I mean, but that happens, though.
It happens once you put yourself into that situation. That is what comes with it. That comes with the territory. So that's why people have to be very careful once they go there. You know, you gotta understand that there's some risk involved, and not all calculated risks are calculated. You'll find that out after the
hold fight. On. She said it happens, right? So are you saying it happens in the sense of you with your man, but sometimes when you masturbate, you think about another man?
I mean, sometimes. I've done
okay.
it to some Facebook friends. Like, you know, I just think that it's unrealistic to think that you're not going to be attracted to other people. Not saying that you should act on those attractions, but I just feel like it's unrealistic to feel like I'm only going to think about you in the relationship, or I don't feel like, I think it's plenty of times when my dude may think about something else. He may see somebody he's attracted to, I don't know, looking out the window or at work or whatever. So, I mean, you know, like I said, for me, it just happens.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
there it
realistic.
Is.
I mean, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate you always bringing in some real, real shit. for folks to think about. And it's good that we have, you know, Lady X, Candy, people that actually have, they're not speaking hypothetically. You know, it's not, okay, well, when people get together, they have to realize, nah, we want to hear that shit. We want to hear about real experiences, real, whether it be direct or indirect, you know, real content. So, once again, we appreciate you.
No worries. Yes,
thank
and
you
I'll
for
talk
calling
to y'all
in.
Later.
All right.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
You too.
All right.
Well, that was,
all right. So,
that,
so,
was,
so we have,
that was way better than last week.
It was. It was. You know, we're getting a little bit more transparency. You know, not everybody wants to admit some of the things that, that they, you know, were involved in doing. Now, fortunately, this is a, you know, the callers are completely anonymous. You know what I mean? So that's the great part. But, you know, we appreciate them being transparent because this is some real stuff. Just like you said, as a married man, how you would feel if, you know, number one, you're able to address it heads on and you're like, okay, if this is what she wants, I will at least consider it. So that's a big step right there. And then the coping mechanism is, okay, well, you know, your ass gonna have to get up out of here and I probably don't want to hear shit about it. Just come on back. When you get back, douche real good, vinegar, oil, alkaline water, pineapples, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't even want no residual of what had happened to you, you know? So, I mean, that's some real stuff right there. And, you know, some people can handle it. Some people can't. Some people won't even admit if they can or can't. So, you know, we keep it 100 on here, man. But listen, if you guys are on the line right now, make sure that you're getting somebody else on the line because within this next 15, 20 minutes, we're really going to dig in. Tony, I want to make sure that we actually finish some of the topics that we had because they were really, really good. And I think there's a lot of people that aren't willing to talk about them. You know, we talked about porn last week, you know, and what we, you know, we asked if they watched porn, you know, at what point did they start watching porn? And it was interesting because a lot of callers was talking about, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. So you have to think about it, you know, when you start getting introduced sexuality like that, and how does that play on your desire to have sex versus, okay, nah, this is nasty, but it's interesting versus, okay, this is interesting, I want to do it. So from the time you start watching porn or your first porn experience to the first time you actually had sex, penetration sex, that is, you know, I think that's really important to know and find out and, you know, even what that experience was like, you know, was it, you know, you just wanted him to stick it in or you just wanted her to do this and do that, or was it you want a whole experience, you know, you want your whole experience to be, you know, something very memorable, something monumental, sentimental, all that type of stuff, man. All these things to me, I would think would be a big factor on how they move forward from point A to point B. So, callers, we're listening. All you have to do is press one, and we're gonna do it. Now, we got to make sure we got some fellas to jump on here and represent as we do every week, man. So I'll be looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what you said is we got to call 4535 GI Radio. You on?
What's up, fellas? This is John, man.
There he is, right on cue, brother.
Yeah, I was listening the whole time. It's just, you know, since y'all had a nice flow going and stuff, I said, let me shut up. But when she said Facebook friends, oh, hell no.
Oh, you heard that?
She said, yes, bro. She said, Facebook friends, man. Like, we in a separate chat. There's no way in the world she and I can have mutual friends. That means you sitting there thinking about digging out all my homeboys. Nah, come on, man. That's crazy. Like, she said Facebook friends. So, yeah, that was like the barrier for me. But going back to your original question, the last one anyway, For me, I would say if it's another female, I would rather have somebody, a stranger. I would rather, that's the more exciting part. Like, we in a club.
Okay.
And, well, I tell you what happened once, like, this was years ago, though. Like, me and girlfriend at the time, we were in the club. And it's the same club we go to every Friday, right? Because, you know, I was down with the promoters and stuff. So every Friday we would go to this club. And one Friday, you know, saw a chick. She was bad. And, you know, me and my girl was like, "Shorty bad, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, she bad. I ain't going for it. Whatever." Then the next Friday, again, we saw her again. And my girl went to the bar. And they both went to the bar at the same time, so it's chopping it up or whatever. You know how girls, you know, meet and chop up at the bar,
yeah.
Then,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
dancing and partying.
Effortlessly.
And girls and all that stuff or whatever, right? So I don't know how, but somewhere in that whole we girls, we partying and stuff, you know, girls get a vibe. You know, like, girls pick up on stuff way quicker than guys do. So I guess mm-hmm. there was, like, some type of vibe or something, you know? And then my girl came back to me and said, "Yo, Shirley can get it." And I'm like, "What? Like, get out of here, whatever." So she went back to dance with her again. So they was dancing and stuff or whatever. Then she brought the girl over to meet me, you know. And, you know, I'd be mad, just kidding, whatever. They went to the bar. They got some more drinks or whatever. The girl that they met, the girl she met, came back over by, you know, where we were sitting. My girl went to the bathroom. The girl started dancing with me. My girl came back from the bathroom, and the three of us were dancing together, and it wound up being one of those, you know, one-night stand type things. So that was cool. I didn't know her from, you know, Eve or whatever. And but you know, she turned my girl on. My girl was attracted. You know, she definitely was bad, so that's how it ended up. So I think I would prefer that than rather than somebody, you know, that, you know, we know because, you know.
You,
like,
might bump into again.
Yeah, right. You know, and I don't want my girl thinking, like, I always have my eye on this chick or whatever. Like, if it's somebody we know, is it her homegirl or is it my homegirl? Like, you know, there's just so many other things that can go through your head like that. You know, if it's just a one-night thing like that and somebody you don't know, y'all had that pleasure, whatever. That person goes about their life. We ain't got to worry about them no more. You know, that's how I feel, you know. Now, if it was another dude, like, I know, you know, all the guys are like, "Oh, hell no, no, I ain't no other dude," all that stuff. But if it was another dude, I would prefer it be somebody that I know. Like, you know, like back in the days, like one of my fraternity brothers, like, you know, or, you know, something like that, you know, whatever. And definitely when I was younger. As you get older, you know, your tolerance or desire for stuff like that wanes. Like, you know, I wouldn't do that now, but when I was younger, you know, if it's me
right.
and my fraternity brother, you know, yeah, okay, that's, you know, that's probably something I would have did back then, for sure. You know, and have done stuff like that back then. You know, but if it was a dude, then it would have to be somebody that I know and I'm cool with. Rather than is this some strange dude that I don't know, you know, because I don't know him. That's that King Lee shit. I don't know him. You know, I'd rather just be somebody I don't know. you know. You feel me? I don't know this dude. This dude
right.
woke up in the spot. You know, he Long John Silver out in the spot. Like, I don't know this dude. Like, yo, where he come? Like, where you know him from? Where he come from? Like, you know, there's too many questions for me. If it was
yeah.
a dude that I knew, at least we were cool and whatever, like, all right, whatever. Because I can control that circumstance. I can mitigate that, you know what I mean? I know dude, so, you know, I know where
and maybe,
at, you know.
And maybe there is a, so would you say that there is, as cliche as this may sound, there's a mutual respect, so he wouldn't just, like, try to kill your girl, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just kind of satisfy her, pleasure her, and kind of play his part and then be up out of it versus somebody trying to be
really
a taker.
I don't think it's really about that if it's somebody that you already cool with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if it's a complete stranger that and your girl bad, What is he? He's coming in to choke her out and wild out and all that stuff. You know, like you know, and stuff that. And the other thing is that, you know, he don't know what's comfortable for her. You know, he don't know where she's
right.
at. You know, and I don't really know him. You know what I mean? Like, if it's somebody that I was cool with, you know, at least I could say, nah, that's not, you know, she ain't with that, whatever. We could talk beforehand, you know, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can control the situation better if it was, you know,
yeah.
somebody that I actually was cool with, you know, or whatever, rather than, you know, just some strange dude off the streets. But if it's another female.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's a good point.
Yeah, if it's another female and I'm the only male in the equation, I already have control of the situation. So it don't matter if I know her from or not. You know, I already have control.
Right. I think the worst thing that can happen is, you know, you're in that situation with, you know, another guy and your girl, and then, you know, things get out of hand. And now you fighting, both of y'all fighting with your dick out. I mean, who wants to throw hands butt ass naked?
Yeah, you know,
I mean that gotta be a bad scenario,
you know,
right,
but,
there, Tone.
But just you just don't know, you know. It's like I said, it's just really to me, it's just an idea of, you know, with another strange male, you just don't know, you know, enough to really have control of a situation. With another female, it don't matter whether you know her or not, because you are the male in the room. You know what I mean? So there's a level of control just being the only male in the room. You know, so, you know, then it's just, you know, you kind of feeding off of your lady, because you don't want, it's the same thing in the reverse. You know, you don't want to bring another female in and you going ape shit on her and kind of not even, you know, not even paying your lady no attention, or doing stuff with this next chick that you don't even think about doing with your lady. You know, there's a mutual respect in that, you know what I mean? But you can control that because you're the only male in the room. You know what I mean? So I don't care if it's a complete stranger for a female or not. You know, me is obviously use protection or whatever, but I just feel like I can control that situation better than if it was just like some dude out the blue that I don't know.
Fair enough. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. So we appreciate you on that, man. You definitely shed a lot of light. Me and Tone, we have to admit, man, you know, we finally heard it from another brother, man, that can handle that, man, because, you know, we not there. You know, we not there. We admit that openly. You know, we don't have a problem saying that. But, you know, it is what it is. Now, everybody's not, you know, everybody's not able to do that. And I don't think that it takes away from anyone. You know, either you have your preference or not, or you do it or not. There's people that don't want to do any type of threesomes, you know what I mean, at all. They want a monogamous situation. So, you know, we respect every situation, but, you know, this is Freaky Friday, so we have to push the envelope, man. If we don't push the envelope, then you're having regular conversations that you can get anywhere. So,
hey.
John, once again,
hey,
man, brother, we thank you for coming through, man, once again.
I just want to know, I don't know if female caller can get on here. What is the conversation like when you're going to talk to another lady about coming with, you know, you and your man? I need to know what that conversation is like. How is that conversation? Like, what is said?
You
like,
think?
Women got to be, yo, that's like that seems like it would be the hardest thing in the world to go to somebody and be like, hey, do you want to come da-da-da-da with me and my man? Like, how does that work? Like, how does that work? Because it's not going to work for a guy unless it's somebody that we already know. You know what I'm saying? Or already been with. I don't know how you can go
like
to a woman and be like,
though, man. That sounds like some girl code stuff.
Us,
I don't know if they're gonna give up that kind. I don't think that. I don't know if they're gonna give us that, man. Because, you know, they have their own language. First of all, they have their own nonverbal communication. They have their own innuendos and things like that. So, it's almost like, you know, they know within the first few minutes if this is a conversation that can be had, and if it will be productive or not. You know, if not, they may, you know, abort. And be just like, hey, girl, you know, I like you, like your nails. Where you get your nails done? You know what I mean? They may abort the mission if they don't get the, you know, the specific vibes and things like that, man. But it's always interesting to find out, man, if we can get a tidbit of the girl talk and how that goes.
Yeah, we just want a little bit.
I'm interested.
We just want a little bit. We don't want the whole thing. You know what I think? This is what I think. This is how I think the conversation goes. I think the conversation goes, I think girls got a way of feeling out another girl like, oh, she want me. So I think the dude just be there just to be there. I think it's more so of the girl liking the girl. Not your girl, but the other girl liking your girl. And, okay, you want me,
yeah.
You got to come with me and my man. I think that's how it go in most cases. I could be wrong.
So you're saying that the man is the consolation prize. The dude is the consolation prize. So, look, you're going to be with me, and my man is a tag-along. So, that you know, we kind of a package deal. Are you saying that the attraction has to mainly be with the woman? Woman to woman has to be the main attraction?
Yeah, I think that's how they – I think that's how it go. And I mean, you know, like I said, just give me a little bit. Y'all don't have to give us all the secrets, but I think that's how – I think when the girl go to the bar, like the last caller said, you know, his girl went to the bar and they probably was chopping it up. Oh, you pretty, da-da-da-da-da. She felt the vibe, made
right.
a move, but it was like, okay, my man. And she's like, all right, cool. I could be with you. I don't mind being with your man too. So I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
You know the vantage point of that I wanted to hear? I want to hear the woman that decides to get involved with the couple. I want to hear from her.
Hmm.
I want to know what made her decide to move forward. Like, was it something about, you know, her, or when she pointed out, you know, that's my man over there with the blazer on and the nice slippery bottoms. And now she's like, oh, okay, so I can get to him dealing with you. So this is a win-win situation. I definitely want to hear from that third party that gets involved on, you know, what got them off the fence of moving forward and being involved in that whole situation. But, again,
yeah,
I know that we are. Yeah.
That's a hard decision because you might like, okay, let's say you might like the girl, but the guy might not be your type, or you know what I'm saying? So I would like to hear that too. Has any females on the call, have they ever been the bring in? Have they ever been a toy? And that's what they say, like the other person is the toy. So have they ever been a toy? And if you were, what was your, you know, what was the closing deal? Like, how did they get you to do, you know, get you up there or get you to the house?
Yeah.
That's a good question, G.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, man. That's interesting, the whole dynamic of how that come about. Now, I will tell you, let's take a break from the whole threesome thing, because I know the folks is like, they really going in. But what I do want to talk about here, I do want to talk about briefly, is I want to talk about what are some of the main factors that gets a woman from, I like this guy, I'm attracted to this guy, to I want to give him some of the kitty. Like, what is that transition? Because, of course, you know, they always say that, or, you know, they say a lot that people can tell, especially women, they can tell if they want to give it to them or not, you know, upon meeting them, right? And then, of course, guys, you know, we're so visually stimulated that we're already thinking, you know, if I ever get a hold of that, it's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? But I always wonder what gets a woman over that hump, because I think that sometimes there's guys that they just feel like, look, I want to jump his bones too. You know what I mean? He just, as long as he don't say nothing stupid, you know what I'm saying, he can get to it. So I'm always interested in knowing, because, you know, guys, we always get a bad rap, you know, just wanting sex or wanting sex off top or talking about sex too early and things like that. But let's be very, very clear, man. Everybody has similar thoughts. it's about the activity and the attitude towards it. So I just need some women to be transparent. I know we only got a few minutes. I need some women to be transparent about, number one, have you ever just wanted to jump a brother's balls, man, when you saw him? And so he and so that same brother, let's say that same brother, now approaches you. And he's like, hey, you know what? I saw you from across the room, or hey, I saw you in the grocery store or something like that. I had to come over here and introduce myself. You're absolutely beautiful. Want to know if you are available to meet up again if you don't have a few moments. And, yes, that is a line I used, whatever. But still, you know, the point is, you know, how does that transition over, especially if you already know what you want to do with that brother? How does that transition, man, and how fast can that transition? So, you know, while we got a few more minutes, ladies, let me just go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep it 100 with us. Right. No judgment at all. You know, I know go ahead.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, I had the pleasure of going out and partying with girls. You know what I'm saying? This sometimes I'd be the only dude, or maybe it'd be me and a whole bunch of girls or whatever. And man, girls worse than guys, man. Women, they move different. Like, it's. They say we aggressive, but they fall more aggressive. Like, especially if it's like when it's somebody they like. Like, I've literally had girls come up to me and be like, "That's your peoples." I'd be like, "Yeah, that's my bro." Be like, "Yeah, tell him he can get it." Like, straight like that. I'm like, "You tell him." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Well, all right." And they'll walk right up to him and whatever. I'm like, "Wow." Like, it's easier for them. Like, we can't walk up to a woman and be like, "That's your homegirl? Yeah, oh, she can get it."
Right.
Yeah, they're going to tell us, you know, it's a wrap. Like, you did right there. Conversation over. So they can move a little different than us. So it's no wrong thing that they can pretty much say for real that's going to, especially if they're attractive. Like, it's really no wrong thing they're going to say to make us be like, "Oh, we out. Nah, you tripping."
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, we're going to entertain whatever they say.
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about a woman being aggressive in her approach? You know, as far as her content, the way she approaches you, like, it doesn't even matter. Let's say that you and wife was out and about, man, and you know, you guys are eating dinner or whatever, and then a young lady comes over here to where you guys are at, acknowledges you both. "Hey, you guys, how you doing? My name is Candy." You know what I'm saying, Lady X or whatnot. And she asked your wife, "Do you mind if I talk to your husband for a few moments?" Would that turn you on, Tone? How would you feel about it?
Listen, I've literally had this happen. I've been in the club and a woman would come up to me and she'd talk to me or say something, you know, and I'd be like, I asked my wife. And I don't know if she go over there and ask her or not, but that just be my answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go ask her. I don't know.
And where does it go from there? Do they do that, or is that their cue to?
The couple of times that it happened, I kind of said it and then just like spent off. So I don't know.
Right.
You would have to ask my wife that question. How that conversation went. I just kind of spin off,
that's
like, ask her, or, you know, or if she across the room, like, "Oh, you got to ask her, that's my wife over there."
That's interesting.
But no, it's cool.
Interesting.
I mean, I love aggressive women. Like, it's dope, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I be hearing women always say, like, you know, if you know, men got to come up to them. So for a woman to come up to you is super attractive. Like, it's definitely a good feeling. It's dope.
Yeah.
It's definitely a turn on for a man. I mean, especially if she's attractive. You know, sometimes you get not so, you know, I don't want to say that. But, you know, I mean, I still, you know, you still talk or whatever, but it's like, okay, confident, but it's just not what I'm looking for. And I'm saying that nice.
Yeah, you are being so politically correct, man. I appreciate it. But they say the same thing about guys, man. The ladies are very, very vocal about guys that they consider not attractive, you know, not the shape they like, the complexion, the height, the way they dress, the swag. And they feel like, you know, those are the guys that seem to be the boldest, you know. Those are the guys that seem to be the most vocal. Those are the guys that some of them may even say the right things, but it doesn't come from the right person, they feel. So, you know, the guys that they feel are attractive or make eye contact with and smile and stuff like that, they feel like those are the ones that don't move forward. And I hear that so much on my platforms that ladies are like, you know, dudes, they don't open their mouth, man. They just look. You know, they may smile, they may speak, you know, maybe just cordial, casual, and they don't move forward.
Guys, man, like, I don't know who raised these guys, yo. Like, when I'm in the club, I be like, look, it's 15 women over there by themselves, and there's 30, 40 guys in the section with no women in the section. I'm like, not near one of y'all gonna walk over there or invite them to come or. These dudes are so different. It's just so different now, like, from when I was younger. Like, it's weird. These dudes is weird. You know what I always tell the ladies? I be like, I really understand why women like women. These dudes is weird. Like, a lot of these dudes is weirdos, man. For real. But I got a funny story when you say it, right? So, I'm in the club one night, right? So, this is like Buckhead days. If anybody know about Buckhead, they had all the clubs down there. I think it's like Club Uranus. It was upstairs and downstairs. So I'm upstairs.
Okay, I remember that.
And I used to be like shy. I used to be like, I am still kind of shy. But so I had a couple of drinks. I go talk to this girl. And she flat out tell me like, you ugly. Like that was she straight like that. Like I was like, oh, man. Like. You know, the sad walk away and try to play it off. So I goes downstairs, right? So I'm dancing for about 5-10 minutes. The same girl come to me, dance with me, and give me her number. I'm like, wow. So I think sometimes in the club, so many guys talk to girls that they don't really be paying attention.
Right.
They don't really be looking. Maybe
that's very
somebody
possible.
Said the wrong thing, and then I came right behind them, and she just was like, no, you're ugly. And I was like, okay. And that's another question for the ladies. Like, is that true? So many people talk to you in the club that sometimes even if a guy that you would talk to come to you, you'd be like, nah, I'm good. But we'll save all that for next week.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Dope show. Got a lot of insight, a lot of callers. We wish a lot of them would have chimed in. I guess they wanted to listen tonight, which is cool. It's all love. I just appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to us sometimes. So it's dope. Gigi, where can they find you at?
You can definitely find me on my Facebook platform, guys, Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Malloy Rob. You can find me there. Also, IG, Rob GG Malloy, as well as GG After Dark. And, of course, the two websites, ggafterdark.com and ggcares.com. You can definitely stay connected. So. Good show. I appreciate everybody jumping in here. Some tough conversations, man. Not everybody wants to be involved in those because maybe previous experience, you know, maybe something they might be dealing with right now. They might be telling the dude right now, no, I don't want to do that because Gigi keep talking about King Beef and blowing my back out and I don't need you mad at me. So who knows, man. But that being said, man, super dope show. So, man, how can they follow you? How can they get your information? How can they stay connected with GI Radio as well?
You can find me on Instagram at GEI_Tone, Twitter, GEI_Tone. Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can also follow GEI Radio on all platforms at GEI Radio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. You can also follow the show so you can get updates and stuff, get reminders. You can follow the show on Blog Talk. And also you can go to our website and check us out, buyltmbrand.com. So if anybody's looking for custom shirts, you know, custom wear, or just shirts to wear, check it out. You know what I mean? That's us.
No doubt, man.
That's pretty much it, man. It's so much more like we don't really be getting to talk about everything that me and you write down or put in our little chat because we just get on one subject and we just go off. So next week, man, we're gonna have to we're gonna have to get past this page. We're gonna have to get past this
page. Yeah, man. We're gonna turn the page, man.
So again, we appreciate everybody checking in, calling in every week, every Friday to rock with us, man. It's next week will be our 10th show, 10 joints. So make
wow.
sure y'all be in the building, man. And again, be safe out there. Enjoy the weekend, Juneteenth. That's it, man. Everybody be safe. Peace.
All right, peace. Thanks, guys.
All right.